I think that our Lord, in reply to St. Peter, tells us to forgive not just seven times, but 77 or 70 times, seven times. Because in life, we will be offended a lot. We will get hurt. And we shouldn't be surprised if people hurt us because we hurt others. And if we count up the times that we hurt others, I think we might quickly arrive at exactly that, 70 times 7. So we shouldn't be surprised if we get hurt. That's just part of life. We hurt others. We need forgiveness. They hurt us. We need to forgive them. So injuries will be multiplied. Forgiveness needs to be multiplied. But that's just one reason why we need to forgive over and over again. The other reason is that the same injury needs to be forgiven over and over again. Because if we think about it, some of our deepest memories, the ones that form the biggest wrinkles in our brains, are the memories of us getting hurt by others. We remember, we relive, we rethink, we refeel, and those feelings, those memories just don't go away. Every time they come back, what do we have to do? Respond with forgiveness. That memory will come back and say, hey, are you sure you want to forgive for what happened? Look at all the details of what happened. Are you sure you want to forgive? Feel all these feelings again. Are you sure you want to let go of these feelings? Don't you want the guy who hurt you to have the same feelings? Aren't you going to avenge what happened? And that's going to happen over and over again. And we have to 70 times, seven times forgive. Not just one time, but every time that memory comes back, every time that feeling comes back, forgive. Once, twice, three, four, five, 70 times, seven times. That same injury over and over again. We shouldn't be surprised if that happens. That's just human nature. That's why our Lord says, forgive not just seven times, but 70 times seven. And that's a great power to be able to do that, to be able to forgive over and over again, even large debts. That makes us more like Christ. That makes us more like our Lord. And it gives us great peace to do so. In the end, it's only not just, that's not the right word for it, but it's only right. One more consideration. It seems like we have to forgive a lot. Oh, it never ends. Well, thanks be to God, because our Lord's mercy never ends. If we just think back, just do in our minds a quick general examination of conscience, a general confession, all the times we've confessed a sin, what does that add up to in our lives? Think about it that way. I think very quickly we'd exceed 490 times that we've ever confessed any sin. And our Lord, He'll never stop. His mercy is infinite. And He wants us to be like Him, to have that same power to forgive continuously, over and over again, tirelessly. I think that's awesome. And I hope that you do too, and that you will make use of this power to forgive, not just seven times, but 77 times. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.